Good morning and welcome. It is Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024. This is the Wednesday podcast on Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank. Thanks for joining us. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller on the news today, including an update on the 24 soybean crop in a preview of the new Purdue Crop Chat podcast and dealing with that stress on the farm. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says mostly dry today. Moisture chances, though, increase after today. And yesterday, soybeans again sold off. Arlen Suderman is here with market commentary. It's the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader,
Carl Jorn,
and Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana, talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
Catching up with Purdue Extension at the Indiana State Fair. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. On Tuesday at the Indiana State Fair, I caught up with Purdue Extension's Sean Castile. And with Soybean Sean now, Sean, crops look pretty good. We're expecting record yields here in Indiana for your soybeans. How do they look?
Oh, this crop looks outstanding. We got a forecast of 62 bushels at the state level, and that breaks last year's record at 61. The crop itself, we got reports statewide about 68% good to excellent. And as you drive the state, they look tremendous. You get out, you look at the canopy, you pull it back, they're potted up well. We have a lot of beans that are planted in April and May, and those are just tremendous. They're potted well. They've got good node counts. I was out in the field last week and had 23 nodes, which is outstanding. Got good branching, so we're looking forward to a good crop.
You can hear much more with Sean and also Dan Cornquinn. We took a moment to record the Purdue Crop Chat podcast here at the Indiana State Fair. Check it out, HoosierAgToday.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
If you're a farmer, you certainly understand how stressful it is with lower commodity prices, higher input costs, and making sure everything's set for harvest. But no matter how suffocating your stress may make you feel, you're not alone. C.J. Miller has more.
You know, there's no shame in reaching out for help and even just to talk to a trusted family member or someone around you.
And that's Abby Heidenreich, a Purdue Extension educator based out of Gibson County. She's also a member of the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. They're working to break the stigma when it comes to keeping your stress bottled up and not managing it properly, because it could harm your family, your friends, and your health.
So when everything starts to hit all at once, it's important just to remember to slow down, take a breath, and remember that it's going to be okay. You're not alone, and there's definitely resources out there to help, and you can always call or text 988 if you're experiencing a mental health crisis or if things are just feeling a little bit overwhelming.
Not only is the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team working to help Indiana farmers, they're also working to help ag students and kids in rural communities.
We see a lot of mental health focused curriculums coming to the schools, but not all of them are really as relevant to kids and youth who are living and working on farms or in an agricultural community. We're working on a curriculum that's going to address some of the specifics of how youth on the farm or in agricultural rural communities can deal with their stress in healthy ways and how they can cope with maybe some generational stress and some different things that they experience that maybe not everybody in their school experiences the same way.
For more information about the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team, visit their website, extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. I'm CJ Miller.
All right, CJ, thanks. Indiana farmers are anticipating record high corn and soybean yields this year. That according to USDA NASH and the USDA report that came out on Monday. Indiana's average corn yield is forecast at 207 bushels per acre, and Indiana's soybean yield is forecast at 62 bushels per acre. You can read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmer stories at fcma.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
The Midwest Weed Control Field Day is coming to Purdue's Miggs Horticulture Research Farm on Wednesday, September 11th in Lafayette, Indiana. Hear from experts on weeding tools of all scales, watch field demos, and make connections with other farmers, companies, and suppliers. For more information about the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day, call Crystal at 217-840-2128 or visit online and search Midwest Mechanical at thelandconnection.org. That's thelandconnection.org for the Midwest Weed Control Field Day.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the region, we're looking at a fairly dry Wednesday, but we're not going to be looking at a dry rest of the week. Moisture is lurking to our west, a significant storm complex pounding Iowa, moving into parts of Illinois over the next 24 to 36 hours. And I think as we get into tomorrow morning, we'll start to see moisture working into western Indiana. Through the balance of Thursday then, rain showers spread over the rest of the state. Secondary wave of moisture overnight tomorrow night into early Friday morning. Combined, the moisture likely gives us anywhere from a quarter to 1.25 inches of rain, 80% coverage across the Hoosier State. I'll keep an eye out for some strong to severe weather that may boost the totals a little bit more. Then low pressure parks for the weekend right over Michigan and the Great Lakes. So we'll see this kind of circulating up there. On again, off again clouds, and even a few hit and miss showers can pop up over Indiana through Saturday and Sunday. I don't think it's a lot of moisture. I think most of it wants to be a little bit farther east and north, but I won't rule out some, so keep the umbrella handy through the weekend. We dry down completely as we move into the start of next week. Monday the 19th looks beautiful. Tuesday the 20th looks pretty nice. We can see a few pop-up showers in there, but I think most of that activity is going to be just a bit farther west. A frontal boundary is ready to move through the area next Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. Likely brings rain and thunderstorms, 1.25 inches, coverage around 60 to 70% of the Hoosier State. And then behind that, we try and dry down once again, but warm air is not going to be going away. Significant surge in warm air that takes control of the plains next week will try and push into the eastern Corn Belt and likely stay as we move through the following weekend, the 24th and 25th. That's a look at your forecast update. Have a great rest of your day. Get the umbrella ready for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Soybeans continue their downward spiral. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'll have final numbers from Tuesday trade coming in just a few moments. First, let's get market analysis with Arlen Suderman, Stone X. And Arlen, let's talk about this soybean market. The car crash continues here for this soybean futures market. Really, there's just no demand, and the USDA report on Monday just didn't help. It just seems to me like we're playing a really bad game of limbo with this market. How low can we go?
Yeah, that's a very well put. We're in a situation now where the fundamentals weren't good, and we just made it worse. With USDA raising the yield and raising the acreage by 1 million acres, and that just really increased the supply overall at a time when demand is soft. Exports are soft at this time of year, and when you look at the new crop year, as we approach our prime export season, new crop sales or commitments are lagging where they need to be. They're really slow. They picked up of late, yes, but they're way below where they need to be, suggesting we're going to have another soft export year. But the bottom line is USDA raising ending stocks to 560 million bushels, and they had to kind of invent some demand, I'm going to say, in my view, in order to keep it that low. I don't think their demand estimates adequately reflect what we're seeing out there in reality. And so these numbers could be much worse. And with the August, we're having yields higher. I guess if we're going to have low prices, we at least like to have the extra bushels to sell.
As far as the corn market is concerned, Arlen, yesterday on Monday, we saw gains. From what I could tell, the USDA report was pretty neutral for corn, but we saw it get boosted a little bit by crude oil prices. We're not getting that boost here on Tuesday. Crude oil prices are much lower. Is that really what we're seeing today? We're just giving back some of those gains because we're not seeing that boost?
So we warned ahead of time is it's really difficult to confirm a bottom in this market with the August crop report, particularly if it posts a higher yield. And I would say that bottom line, you say it was neutral. I would say the report was actually somewhat friendly. But even though it's friendly, we've made the acreage adjustment now. We've made the acreage cut. There may be more adjustments in future reports, but this is expected to be the big one. So now it's all about yield. And we typically do not put a bottom in the market, a harvest low in the market, until the market is confident with what the size of the crop is. And when you look at this yield being an above trend yield, higher than anticipated, in August weather thus far being generally very favorable for the primary producing states of the Midwest, the expectation is yield is going to go higher in future reports. And so this market, even though it traded higher based on spreading against soybeans yesterday, it really doesn't have the fundamentals at 2 billion bushel plus carryout with higher yields expected in the next report to sustain that rally until we have a handle on the size of the crop.
That's Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Final numbers now from Tuesday. We were down over a nickel on September corn, 377 and three quarters. Dees corn down 4 1/4, 397 and a quarter. September beans down 24, 947 and a quarter. Down 23 and a half on November beans, 962 and a half. September wheat down 8, 528 and three quarters. October live cattle up 72 cents, 180.75, and October lean hogs down $1.47 to 72.85. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.